out because it's the first day of a new month. 7-1-13. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Monday, the 1st of July. I'm Doug, and he's Ken Kessler. Evan's at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we are here, as is usually the case, during this hour of the program to overview some of the Sunday news, the events on radio and television that will cause conversation during the day today, maybe tomorrow, maybe through the week. There's still a focus on Edward Snowden. Some more of his handiwork hit the news outlets over the weekend. The Guardian, which first published Snowden's information, reported that U.S. surveillance targeted 38 embassies and missions. In Germany, Der Spiegel reports that the U.S. bugged EU offices and infiltrated a computer network, while Germany, France, England, and the EU, European Union Parliament expressed their outrage. Edward Snowden is believed still in the Moscow airport. So we're beyond Kenny. I know you don't like him. He's kind of a worm. But it's very interesting to know that the United States, which criticizes China and Russia for doing stuff like this, is doing the same thing.
Yeah, but to have him out there airing the dirty laundry, it just really rubs me the wrong way.
Well, how do we get the information otherwise? Who else is going to?
I understand that Americans should know that our own government is spying on us, but why do these other countries need to know what we're doing?
Well, do you think it's important that we tell, or through this mechanism, that Germany and France and England and other members of other countries that are supposedly our friends know that we're spying on them too? I mean, how far does this go, and what's the purpose?
Well, I think all the countries are doing this. All of the so-called civilized.
So isn't that a good thing that we know it?
Doing this. Pardon?
Isn't it good that we know it?
That we know that
we know that everybody is being spied on.
I'm not so sure. I think on one level we probably did know it, but I think having it released in this way is really bad for us.
Hmm. What better way would there be to release it?
I don't know that there is a good way to, because nobody wants to admit that they do this kind of thing. But I'm fairly certain that everybody, to an extent or to the ability of their technology, is engaged in it.
Well, I think that we can agree or disagree. How many people think this is a good idea? 888-302-3684. I guess the idea would be for us to be spying on people who are our allies. You think the Germans are spying on us, and the French are spying on us, and the English are spying on us? That's basically what you said, right?
I wouldn't be surprised to find that out. Of course, I mean, I don't know for certain, obviously, but it wouldn't surprise me to at least a degree.
So what sort of action do we have? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. What sort of things are people in terms of whether that your value system, mine, theirs, whosever it is, what are people saying in general?
A lot of the conversation over the weekend hasn't been about Snowden. It's actually been about Aaron Hernandez and Paula Deen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, go ahead. Aaron Hernandez.
we had asked who had the worst week last week.
Yes.
And let's see, Riley said it was actually the guy that Aaron Hernandez murdered.
Yeah.
Leaf says Paula Deen, her life is over and she didn't kill anyone. And Celeste says Aaron Hernandez, his life is over.
Mm-hmm. And he did kill someone.
Yeah. I don't see how Paula Deen's life is over. She'll come back from this.
Yeah. That's foolish.
I mean, if Anthony Weiner is leading in the polls for mayor of New York,
Paul is he Deen really?
Come back from this. He sure
You're kidding.
Is.
You're really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How's that? And if he can do that, Paula Deen can come back from this.
Unbelievable. I had no idea that was the case. Good God. 888-302-3684. I've just lost if I was building my faith back up in humanity, I think I may have lost a rung or two on that ladder. All right, so anyway, Snowden's father, to go back to him, has tried to make a deal with Attorney General Holder, asking that his son be allowed to come back to the country and remain free until there's a trial. Ecuador has been the only country that appears to be considering granting Snowden asylum. Several members of Congress here in our country have announced plans to demand that any and all financial aid to Ecuador be cut should they decide to give Snowden asylum. How much money are we giving to Ecuador anyway? My guess is not a whole lot. It'll be interesting to find it out, though. 888-302-3684. Okay, now we get into some of the audio from news programs and radio programs that Kenny has monitored over the weekend. Let's start with George Stephanopoulos on ABC talking to Julian Assange about WikiLeaks helping Edward Snowden.
What can you tell us about where Edward Snowden is right now and where he's expected to go?
I wish I could answer these questions of yours in more detail. The situation now with Edward Snowden is a very sensitive one. It's a matter of international diplomatic negotiations. So there's little that I can productively say about what is happening directly. But look, let's pull back a bit. Why is it that Mr. Snowden is not in the United States? He should feel that he should be afforded justice in the United States. But his situation is very similar to a situation that I face and that my staff face, where we have been sucked into a grand jury in Alexandria, Virginia. That's where the charges for Mr. Snowden came from, Alexandria, Virginia. Well, what do we know about that district? It's 6 kilometres from the centre of Washington, D.C. The jury pool is made up of the CIA, Pentagon, etc. In the legal community in the United States, it's known as the rocket docket because of the lack of scrutiny procedures have there. There's a 99% chance that if you're, sorry, a 99.97% chance that if you're a target of a grand jury, you'll be indicted, and a 99% chance that if you're indicted by a grand jury, you'll be convicted. So this is not a situation, ignoring all the political rhetoric which we've seen, which has been terrible over the past 2 weeks, where Mr. Snowden can feel that he would be afforded justice.
But is there any country right now that will grant Mr. Snowden asylum?
Well, under UN conventions, Mr. Snowden has the right to apply to nearly every country for asylum. Of course, asylum decisions are always a mixture of the political and the legal. And I think there are several countries where it is politically possible for Mr. Snowden to receive asylum, and many countries, of course, where he's legally entitled to that kind of protection. No one is alleging that any of his acts are anything other than political, that he has acted in a manner to draw attention to a very serious problem in the United States, where without the will of Congress, without the will of the American population, we now have a state within a state. We have a transnational surveillance apparatus. Glenn Greenwald just last night spoke about how a new technology to be rolled out by the National Security Agency is going to attempt to intercept 1 billion mobile phone calls a day. No one signed up for this. Obama does not have a mandate for that.
Is that the way you see it? Obama doesn't have a mandate for that, does he? Or did he get a mandate when he got reelected that I can do anything I want to? It sort of reminds me of Tom Terrific, greatest hero never. I can be what I want to be, and if you'd like to see follow, just follow me. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. 16 past the hour now, and good day.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
You ever seen a snail race?
race against Indy cars?
Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Time to buckle in for Sears July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get super buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive apply. See store for details. Offer valid 6/28 through 7/7. Gas dryer priced higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Yeah. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
All right, so we're going to start something new in just a few minutes, so stand by for that. In the meantime, we're overviewing what's going on in the world of news, the important stories of the day, some news nuggets, dueling demonstrations taking place over the weekend in Cairo. Have you seen some of the video involving thousands, tens of thousands, it looks like, of opponents and supporters of the President Mohamed Morsi? How do you pronounce it? Morsi? I think it's Morsi, right? Is that how you pronounce it, Kenny? I think it's
M-O-R-Z. I've heard both.
He's only been there for a year, and they want him out of there. The opponents seeking to get him out of office. Some of them were attacked. Let's see here. Muslim Brotherhood headquarters were attacked. Anti-government protesters blamed the president for the country's economic problems and deteriorating security situation. So I wonder now, people go back. They want a democracy. They want to run things themselves. How are things when Mubarak was running things? And do you suppose they wish, some people probably do wish for those. They long for those thrilling days of yesteryear when at least the clocks were ticking, the trains were running on time, even though there was unbelievable graft and corruption. And so we all thought, okay, this is great. Get rid of Mubarak and bring in somebody new. Okay, well, maybe there's an adjustment factor here. 888-302-3684 on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Decided we ought to have a little Hawaiian music just for fun, Kenny. This is, we could have this or Don Ho. Which do you prefer?
Well, I think they should battle it out.
Really? The battle of the network stars, right? Remember those old days?
Oh, 888-302-3684.
It's a good day program for Monday. It's 4th of July week. A lot of people are off this week. As a matter of fact, more people take vacation during this week than any other week in the year. We have Christmas is the second most off week. That is, people taking the time off, yada, yada. I hope that you are planning good things. Plenty hot around the country. Plenty hot. Las Vegas, 117 degrees yesterday. The day you got married, which was, about, was it this time of year, Kenny, when you got married in Las Vegas?
July 15th, yeah.
July 15th, okay. Do you remember the temperature that day? I was trying to recall. All I remember is it was hot. I don't remember how hot it was.
I want to say I had heard 108 when we were on our way to the Elvis Chapel.
Uh-huh.
So it was 108, maybe a little hotter as the afternoon wore on.
Mm-hmm. 117 there yesterday. The southwest is baking even warmer than normal in Los Angeles. My daughter sent me a picture I bought her when she moved into her new house last year. I bought her an air conditioning unit that would fit in the window, and she never used it last year. She sent me a picture of it. It only took us a year, was her caption, because it's so hot. She lives just below in Echo Park, just below Dodger Stadium. So getting hot there. On the other side of the hill, along the coast, it's always nice and breezy in Los Angeles County, but inland it can get pretty, pretty hot, and it seems to be extending that way through and across in Nevada and Arizona. So it's hot stuff there. Texas also, and New Mexico, supposed to be pretty hot. And that is this time of year where people say, oh, it's hotter than it usually is. It's global warming. No, it's not global warming. It's the Earth doing its thing, as it were. We were talking about Julian Assange and his connection to Mr. Snowden. He was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He said great care has been taken to make sure that Mr. Snowden can't be pressured by any state to stop the publication process. And as you heard earlier, there have been more things that have come out. Here's a little bit more from Stephanopoulos talking to Assange about serious concerns. The government has overdone it, in a sense.
Many people said this is far more than political, including Secretary of State John Kerry. He spoke out on this earlier this week, saying that Snowden's revelations are putting people at risk. Take a look.
People may die as a consequence of what this man did. It is possible the United States will be attacked because terrorists may now know how to protect themselves in some way or another that they didn't know before.
Does that concern you at all?
Well, look, we have heard this rhetoric. I myself was subject to precisely this rhetoric 2-3 years ago. And it all proved to be false. And we had this terrible discussion about which even exists in some of the tabloid press today, about WikiLeaks causing harm. But not a single US government official, no one from the Pentagon, no one from any government says that any of our revelations in the past 6 years has caused anyone to come to physical harm. And the revelations by Snowden, these are even more abstract.
All right. So at any rate, there's going to be this hem and haw, this yin yang, back and forth. It was good, it wasn't good, yada, yada, yada. In the meantime, we'll have a little bit more of the radio side of the Snowden debate and what has been done by the NSA and whether they're okay to go after other countries and their information as we continue here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's one thing to hit the beach, but what if you could actually experience a really cool natural occurrence at the same time? Every August, Anse Chastenay is one of the few places in the world to witness coral spawning. This is really wild, where the coral release millions of spawn to create huge pink and white clouds. The St. Regis Bahia Beach Resort in Puerto Rico is a popular gathering spot, and the hotel has its own marine biologist. The Casa Magna Resort and Spa in Puerto Vallarta gets about 30% of the sea turtles that nest in that area. You can actually sift through the sand for turtle eggs, and the hotel staff will make sure the new hatchlings get to sea safely. Now, if you haven't seen bioluminescent waters, then you're missing out. The best time to see them in Florida is between July and October on a night kayak ride. And then there's Mosquito Bay on Vieques Island, which is one of the highest concentrations of bioluminescence in the world. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Starting Wednesday, save 50% off the entire store at Gap Outlet, including new arrivals. And at Banana Republic Factory Store, save 50% off absolutely everything. $19.99 dresses, $14.99 shorts, $6.99 tees. Hurry, sale ends Sunday. To find a store near you, go to gap.com/outlet or bananarepublic.com/factory store. Sale excludes gift cards and Gap Outlet clearance.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice, with membership starting at $99. You don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
First of the new week, I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing a lot of the pop shows, radio shows, television shows, and the discussion of the issues of the week. The heat wave that we were talking about scorching the western U.S. Las Vegas yesterday, 115. Today is supposed to be 117. Phoenix hit a staggering 119 degrees, 125 in Death Valley. Ah! It was 124. I remember talking about it on Friday at one point. The Heat's one fatality was an elderly man with pre-existing medical conditions. However, that fire in Arizona has killed 19 firefighters there. This is a fast-moving wildfire. The smaller towns in central Arizona. This is a town called Congress, where I'm looking at some of the pictures. This is about 80 miles northwest of Phoenix, near as I can tell. Several fires are active. They were started as a result of a lightning strike on Friday. Imagine what kind of a dark day it is for those people out there, Kenny. God bless them. Anyway... 19, that's a lot of, that's really a tough reality. So, meanwhile, we're back to the realities of Mr. Snowden, discussions on weekend radio and television programs, and much of what we talk about on Monday, oftentimes some of the news talk radio stations, programs, the issues of the day, the news, and it develops into talk and conversation, has to do with the Sunday morning programs. And here we go to Face the Nation and Bob Schieffer talking to NSA Director Michael Hayden, used to be the director, about the latest leaks.
What about this latest story? Have we been spying on the European Union?
Well, first of all, Bob, I've been out of government for about 5 years, so I really don't know. And even if I did, I wouldn't confirm or deny it. But I think I can confirm a few things for you here this morning. Number one, the United States does conduct espionage. Number two, our Fourth Amendment, which protects Americans' privacy, is not an international treaty. And number three, any European who wants to go out and rend their garments with regard to international espionage should look first and find out what their own governments are doing.
Well, as I understand it, we were corralling something like a billion emails a month.
Well,
from Germany.
I have no idea, Bob. I really don't. And let's keep in mind that in a global telecommunications infrastructure, geography doesn't mean what it used to be. Things of a place may not be in a place, and things in a place may not be of a place. I mean, the internet it actually lacks geography, and so I wouldn't draw any immediate conclusions with regard to some of those numbers that have been put out there as to who's being targeted and who isn't.
In the meantime, in between time, Edward Snowden, this former employee of the National Security Agency, who got out of town, headed first to China, we now think he's in the airport in Russia, had four computers full of stuff. But the president seems fairly sanguine about all of this. I noticed this morning he said, look, I'm not going to launch jets to chase down this hacker. We'll follow the usual law enforcement channels. Should we be more aggressive about this?
I personally think we should be, and I think the president's trying to limit diplomatic and perhaps even political damage. But the leadership of the American intelligence community has caused the damage from these leaks so far, and it's very clear there's going to be some more here, so far has been significant and irreversible. That's a big deal.
You think there has been significant damage done by Edward Snowden?
I do.
Just because it's been exposed and we're getting this kind of publicity from Germany now, or because of operational things that have been disclosed?
Three things. Number one, operational things that have been disclosed. I mean, you're a newsman. You know about protecting sources and methods. And here now, our sources and methods have been made public. So that's one. Second, look, we cooperate with a lot of governments around the world. They expect us to be discreet about that cooperation. I can't imagine a government anywhere on the planet who now believes we can keep a secret.
Really? And, of course, that's limited to us. Listening to this stuff, I'm wondering what you're getting as we have put up some questions or basically let it be known that we're interested in comments. We always are. That's what helps to motivate the conversation. 888-302-3684 is one way to be in touch. And the other way, facebook.com/Good Dave Show, Twitter @Good Day. Anything hot there on the latest stuff here, Kenny?
Yes, Duncan says, Snowden has done us a big favor by lifting the lid on mass surveillance programs. On the other hand, Frank says Snowden is getting us into a lot of trouble.
All right, so you got one on one side, one on the other side. You're on one side, I'm on another side. It's always part of the give and take of conversation, and that's how we learn things. Here's a radio host named Avi Nelson who says Snowden isn't the first asylum seeker that spent a long time in an airport.
There are other people who have spent time at airports. In 2010, the U.S. State Department cited the case of 16 Somali asylum seekers who spent several months living in the airport's transit zone. This is Moscow's airport, by the way. Apparently people can just about get lost. So they spent several months in there. There was a human rights activist from Iran spent more than 9 months in the airport's transit lounge with her two children. This was in 06 and 07 before she finally got asylum in Canada. 9 months. Chinese human rights activist camped out at Tokyo's airport for 3 months in 2009. That was after Chinese officials barred him from returning home because they didn't like what he was saying. He slept on a plastic bench, survived on handouts of crackers and noodles from passersby till the Chinese authorities relented, let him fly to Shanghai. Somebody from Japan spent almost 3 months at Mexico City's airport in 2008. Became a celebrity. Turned out he had a valid visa for Mexico. Never disclosed the reasons why he stayed at the airport. And this one tops it all. Most famous airport resident. Mehran Karimi Nasseri, an Iranian who spent 18 years inside Terminal 1 of Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport. Lost papers confirming his refugee status, got stuck in a bureaucratic vicious circle with officials from several European countries refusing to provide him with documents that would allow him to leave the terminal. And there's a whole story here about how, you can imagine, he developed a routine there. Anyway, I guess he finally got out when he was hospitalized. I don't know what happened to him after that. His ordeal ended in 2006. So when you hear about Snowden still staying in the Moscow airport, he's not alone.
All right, so we had enough of this. I think we've had quite enough of this discussion of what's going on at the NSA. 888-302-3684. In a moment, we take on the problem of immigration from the point of view of the Sunday programs and maybe a little talk radio input as well. The continuing discussion and debate about that bill that made it through the Senate last week right here on Good Day.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July. She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got it. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
According to ComScore's March 2013 report on U.S. smartphone sales, 133.7 million people own a smartphone. However, a differentiator in the various models is battery life performance, says Tim McDonough of Qualcomm.
One of the biggest pain points for smartphone owners around the world is battery life. To help, Qualcomm Technologies has introduced the Snapdragon Battery Guru app. It delivers a noticeable battery boost and highly optimized experience for any Snapdragon-powered smartphone. The app's designed to proactively adjust smartphone settings for you and make it smarter. The end result is you can do more of the things you want with your smartphone, like play more games, browse the web more, and watch more high-def videos.
Snapdragon Battery Guru is designed to learn an individual's usage patterns and recognize peaks and valleys of activity. It's designed to reduce the background syncing of data and enable and disable Wi-Fi when these features are not in use, enabling a smartphone to save battery power. To learn more, visit Snapdragon.com. I'm John Dritten.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. And as you're driving or listening to me wherever you are, I need to ask you a question. Are you lost? Now, forget about that GPS tracker for a moment. Are you lost? Do you know where you're going? Do you know where you want to go? Because let me tell you something. Success is based on things that were either lost or things that we have not done. Success is very, very rarely attained unless we take an extra step, unless we take an extra drive someplace that we've never, ever been before. I want you to think about all the things in your life that you lost, which means you really didn't do them, and then begin to wonder, what would have happened if I actually did this? What would have happened if I didn't lose that opportunity? How much more successful will I be? Then I want you to look at all the things that you're avoiding right now and make a commitment to get them done for you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
It's the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program, 15 before the hour. Ken Kessler and I going through the issues of the day, some of the things that are not NSA related. Immigration, certainly on a lot of people's minds, and we go to one of the Sunday morning chat shows, I don't know if it's fair to call them chat shows, they're basically grill shows. Who can we grill today? And here's a guy who never ceases to amaze me. I don't think this guy's ever seen a microphone or a camera that he hasn't loved. Chuck Schumer appeared on Fox with John Roberts talking about the Gang of Eight's bill that's gone through the Senate. And now Schumer says, yeah, it's going to be okay. It'll make it through the House.
Speaker Boehner says that he is not going to take up the Senate bill, that the House will write its own bill, and it appears the way the House is going, rather than the comprehensive immigration bill that passed through the Senate, is in bite-sized chunks, with a path to citizenship being the last of those chunks. Now, the President has said that he is not going to sign any immigration bill that does not include a path to citizenship. So, from the outset, Are you concerned that immigration reform may be dead?
No, not at all. In fact, I believe that by the end of this year, the House will pass the Senate bill. I know that's not what they think now, and they'll say, oh, no, that's not what's going to happen. But I think it will, and let me explain why. First, I understand where Speaker Boehner's coming from. I have a lot of respect for the House, and he's got a whole lot of Republican members. I'm sure a majority of our caucus saying they will vote no. They fear Republican primaries from the right if they vote yes. But I believe over the next several months, that dynamic will change, and they will start saying to them, they can't vote for it. They still are worried about their primaries, but let it go off our backs for four reasons, actually. First, the coalition John mentioned. It's a broad and deep coalition of people who usually don't side with Democrats, the Catholic Church and the evangelicals, the business community, the growers, and now they're going to feel a desire. High tech is really enthusiastic. They're going to feel a desire to get this done quickly. Second, the national Republican leadership will tell John Boehner, if you don't pass a bill, then we're going to be a minority party for a generation. And he's not only the House leader, he's a party leader. Third, this has the potential for being one of the greatest civil rights movements we've ever seen. I could see at the end of this summer a million people on the Mall in August asking for the bill. And who's going to be on stage? Not the usual suspects, but the bishops and the evangelicals and the business leaders.
All right. So on the other side of the horn, Roberts on Fox talks to Congressman Trey Gowd of South Carolina, who shockingly doesn't agree with Senator Schumer.
I assume that you heard Senator Schumer talking about immigration. He is fairly positive, and it is a bit of a bold prediction, that the House eventually will pass the Senate bill. What do you say?
Well, John, I was moved almost to the point of tears by Senator Schumer's concern for the future prospects of the Republican Party. But we're going to not take his advice. The Senate bill is not going to pass in the House. It's not going to pass for myriad reasons. I support immigration reform. I think the current system is broken. But our framers gave us two legislative bodies, and I assume that they did it for a reason. And the House runs every 2 years with the theory being that we will be closer to the will of the people. So under the assumption that the framers meant to give us two legislative bodies and a House of Representatives with 435 members, we're going to work our will like we have been doing for the past weeks. We have passed four separate bills out of House Judiciary and an additional bill out of Homeland Security. So we're making progress, and we will continue to do so. And I'm more interested in getting it right than doing it on Senator Schumer's schedule.
Now, both Senator Schumer and Senator Buchanan, I'm sure you heard them both say this, that there is a lot of pressure being brought to bear on the House from a varied coalition of groups, some of whom have not traditionally sided with Democrats on much, let alone immigration. But you've got the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, you've got the growers, you have labor unions, you have law enforcement, and you have many churches who are saying to Republicans across the land, it's time to pass immigration reform. Will you be able to resist the pressure that's coming from those groups?
No, and I don't think it's a question of resisting. I think it's a question of meeting with the groups, and I have met with every one of those groups multiple times. The issue is not the broad principles of immigration reform and humanity and respect for the rule of law. Virtually everyone agrees on the broad principles. Where we get ourselves into a little bit of a difference of opinion are the details.
Ah, the devil is in the details. Here's Carl in Maryland with concerns.
I'm just concerned about what I've read with this national ID card that apparently is going to come through for both illegal and for legal citizens of this country to carry a card to prove who they are. The way I see it, that's an extreme violation of our freedoms and liberties. It encroaches on the Constitution. And another thing I think people should realize, too, with this fence building that they're talking about, I mean, a fence big enough to keep people out can certainly be built big enough to keep people in. So I just want to make that comment and let people decide and read that bill.
All right, sir. Up next, gay marriage in the focus here on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day program with our admittedly unique way of keeping you in touch with the issues of the day, the most important stories of the day. We overview, listen to a lot of the programs that are hosted by good radio hosts around the country. Once in a while we trip on some that aren't so good, but for the most part, we get into the issues with both News Talk television hosts and input and radio hosts. By the way, just as an aside, I noticed that that Vice President Joe Biden called the President of Ecuador and asked him not to grant asylum to Edward Snowden. And I was looking at a picture of Joe. It looks like he's had more hair. He must be using Provia. You see that picture of him? He's got a lot more hair than he has for a while. Good for you, Joe.
I haven't seen a recent picture of him. But.
All right, so let's go to Meet the Press yesterday. David Gregory talking to Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi about the Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage. Meanwhile, gay pride celebrations taking place across the country over the weekend. And it's really kind of interesting, this lady, Edith Windsor, who led the fight against DOMA, was front and center at the New York City Pride Parade yesterday. She said, if somebody had told me 15 years ago I'd be the marshal of New York City's Gay Pride Parade in 2013 at the age of 84, I wouldn't have believed it. There were rallies in Chicago. And let's see, where else? I guess Seattle and San Francisco. Cool. Here's Nancy Pelosi. This ought to be enlightening.
Let me start on this historic week on gay marriage and where the fight goes from here. Some supporters of same-sex marriage have said they'd like to see it be the law of the land within 5 years. But you've got 37 states in America where it remains illegal. Do you think that's an achievable goal?
Well, first of all, let's savor the victory. None of us were surprised that the Supreme Court ruled the way they did. Nonetheless, it was a relief to have it over, both in terms of the repeal of sections of DOMA as well as the sending Proposition 8 back to where it belonged. We still have work to do. The president, as you know, has directed his administration to go through the federal laws that affect marriage equality couples in our country. And yes, we would like to see it be the law of the land, upheld as a constitutional right, a no discrimination. no discrimination. Right. That's what we're about as a country.
But you look at the states, Arkansas, only 18% approval. How do you change that tide?
Well, the you know what? It, look how fast things have changed. Even when we went over to listen to the oral arguments at the time of DOMA in March, the Chief Justice said people seem to be falling all over them, tripping all over themselves to come out in support of gay marriage. Generationally, another generation of people think in a different way about this kind of discrimination. I'm optimistic that the momentum is with ending discrimination.
5 years is achievable, you think?
Well, I would certainly hope so. Of course, I've been in this, shall we say, a crusade for a long time, and to see the pace that, with which it has accelerated in the past few years is very encouraging. Let's hope it's even sooner than that.
888-302-3684. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy denied a request from Proposition 8 supporters in California to halt the issuance of same-sex marriage licenses. Denied a request from Prop 8 supporters in California to halt the issuance of same-sex marriage licenses. I was looking at some pictures of some of the gay pride weekend parades, and the guys I saw in sailor's hats kissing one another. You know what? It's interesting how the news media, Kenny, takes this and tries to make it as provocative as possible, just for the sake of making it provocative. Anyway, let's listen to radio host Gary Hoffman talking a little bit about the legal maneuverings underway in California now.
Hundreds of people have actually gotten married in the last couple of days. Same-sex couples gotten married. And the Proposition 8 legal team that was forced to defend this case has filed a petition already, an emergency petition, asking the United States Supreme Court to stop the unions, basically to get involved. There's a 25-day window after the decision is put out, any decision, but after the decision is put out, a 25-day window for either side to petition the Supreme Court to reopen the case, basically. So these Proposition 8 sponsors claim that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals jumped the gun when they allowed the gay marriages to proceed before anyone had time to request the Supreme Court reconsider its action.
Mm-hmm.
That until that 25-day period is up, the Ninth Circuit Court should not have allowed counties in California to perform same-sex weddings.
And Kennedy said, tough, right? Basically, that's what he said. All right, 59 after this, the end of this hour of conversation on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.